Chris Thiele first performed on the beloved Prairie Home Companion when he was 15 years old, after having listened to the little gem from Lake Wobegon since its beginning. After guest hosting several episodes in 2016, Chris Thiele took up permanent residence in the host's chair. Prairie Home Companion's creator Garrison Keillor said about Chris, "He is, I think, the greatest bluegrass performer of our time, and he is a beautiful jazz player. There just isn't anything he can't do, and he's very enthusiastic about live radio." Chris Thiele just celebrated his third anniversary as host of the show now known as Live From Here. The show plays on WVXU and WMUB Saturday evenings at 6 and Sundays at noon. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, joined on the phone by one of public radio's most beloved voices, Chris Thiele. Chris, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. We're here to talk about a couple of things today, Live From Here, which we love, but also because you're going to be here in Cincinnati playing a show at Memorial Hall on Wednesday, November 13th at 8 o'clock. And this is a Chris Thiele concert, right?
It is indeed a solo show.
You're going to be playing in a beautiful, old, but completely renovated, gorgeous theater, Memorial Hall. Tell me what you're going to be playing at Memorial Hall.
Mid-Live From Here season solo shows, they're pretty cathartic for me, and that I feel like I get to open myself up to the people who come to those shows. I get to look out into the theater and see the people that have come and try and design an evening specifically for us. So much of my career is spent delivering music in the abstract, but when I get to play a solo show where there's only the one musician on stage for me to keep track of, and that's me, I get to tailor music to the people that show up, which I greatly enjoy.
Do you pull material from the Nickel Creek and Punch Brothers books?
There's some of that, and then there's a lot of other things. And again, I mean, it's hard to know exactly what I'm going to do until I get a feel for the room and the people that show up.
And it's just you, which sounds completely terrifying. On the other hand, I listen to your show, and I think it must be terrifying to perform with the talent that you have week after week. Your house band, having Sarah Jarosz up there, is not too shabby.
When I walk on stage for the radio show, and there's 10 minutes before we go live for me to get a sense of the actual audience in the room and sort of prepare them for the fact that we're all making a radio show for the people that are tuning in. There's that moment right after I'm done with that and I see the red light come on. It feels like I imagine skydiving would.
We've had some amazing guests on the show lately. You know, they talk about the NPR driveway moment. Well, Saturday night, I had an NPR drive all the way to Indiana and back moment when Grace Potter came on the show.
I love hearing about driveway moments from people because I have 38 years of public radio listening under my belt at this point. And that kind of thing is always happening for me. The idea that I get to be a part of making some of those for other people is pretty thrilling.
You know, there's a vibe when I listen to the show that all of these artists, you know, whether it's Trey Anastasio or Grace Potter, whoever it is, kind of step up their game when they come on your show to perform with you. And obviously, it's reciprocal. You're doing the same. Really great chemistry and spark.
Well, musicians can't help but show off just a little bit in each other's company. You want to bring your A game. I imagine that it would be like performing magic for a group of magicians. And I do think that that's one of the fun aspects of making a musical variety show is the various people who come on, they sense that there are a bunch of people around them that know how a lot of the tricks work. And so they have to dig a little deeper into their bag of tricks.
You're a super busy guy. Are you going to get to rest any over the holidays?
Yes, I will. I'm excited about that. We're going to go upstate with the fam for Thanksgiving and catch my breath a little bit. That'll be nice.
Great. Are you doing any recording, Chris?
Recording always something, mostly demos right now for a project coming up. A lot of just idea collecting right now. Always some recorded stuff in the works.
Well, we'll look forward to that. You have to clear off some space for a few more Grammys on your shelf when those records come out. Chris Thiele, we are so looking forward to you coming to Cincinnati in a couple of weeks and every weekend with Live From Here. Stay healthy, and we'll see you at Memorial Hall in a few.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you. I look forward to being in Cincinnati with y'all.
I'm not sure how Chris Thiele fills in the box asking for his occupation on his income tax return. Among his many talents, Chris Thiele is a mandolinist, a singer, songwriter, composer, public radio superstar with his weekly show Live From Here, and a touring musician. Chris Thiele will bring his live show to the stage at Memorial Hall on Wednesday, November 13th. For a link to his music and performance schedule, visit our website, wvxu.org. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.